This is the Cleveland Browns Report, delivered exclusively on ClevelandBrowns.com and the Browns Media Network.
I stand before all of you very humbled and honored to be back in the Cleveland Brown organization. I think I can speak with authority. Having been here before, I know how passionate the fans are. I know how important football is to Northeast Ohio. And I am really excited to show that I can do the job effectively, that I will be the person that can help add to the team, can help build a football team, and be part of a winning team alongside of Jimmy and Joe and Rob and everyone else in the organization.
Hello and welcome to the Cleveland Browns Report. I'm Jameer Howerton. This week was a busy one in Berea for the Browns. On Thursday, the Browns announced the addition of four coaches to the staff, including offensive coordinator North Turner. And on Friday, added Ray Horton as defensive coordinator and Michael Lombardi as vice president of player personnel. Lombardi is standing by now with Browns senior editor Vic Carucci for an exclusive one-on-one interview. Vic!
Thanks, Jameer. Michael, first of all, congratulations.
Thank you, Vic. Appreciate it. It's good to see you.
How does it feel to be back?
It's surreal. It feels great. You know, it feels interesting to walk in the building, but it feels really good to be back, especially back with the Cleveland Browns, a team that I've always loved passionately, and I've always enjoyed my time here, and I'm looking forward to the future.
Did you, when you walked out of this building one last time, did you think in the back of your mind, I could be coming back here?
No, and February 21st, 1996, I walked out that door. Bill Belichick got fired on February the 14th, and I left a week later, and I never thought it would happen again. And it was sad because we thought we were onto something, and you kind of got left in the lurch. And then now it's a chance to rebuild it back, and that really motivates me.
22 years of experience that you've had in this league. And I know you spent the last 5 years primarily as a media analyst, but most of your time has been, you know, the idea of picking players, building teams, and you get this role, which really is the high point for your career in terms of an opportunity to have that big picture. How do you look at that challenge, and how do you incorporate all that knowledge that you have from these 22 years?
Well, I do think you get better as you get older in anything you do in any profession, and I think you have a way of looking at life and looking at teams and how they're built, and understanding that there is a difference between collecting talent and building a team. And I think it's really important to build a team. And it's important to work within cohesiveness with the front office, with the organization, with the coaching staff to do that. And I think through time and through experience, you learn how the best way to do that, that not everything is going to go perfectly how you want it, and you understand it, and you build your team accordingly. And I think now as you get older, you really understand it much better.
Al Davis, Bill Belichick, some of the real luminaries of this game have been part of your learning. And you've taken a great deal of information from them, your lessons. What would define your core belief in building a team?
Well, you know, I think Bill Walsh really started it for me, too, when I used to drive him around and I pick up his dry cleaning and drive him in his Porsche, which I thought was the most incredible car of all. But I think most importantly, I think if you look at the final four teams today in Belichick and Al Davis, we better be mentally tough. Mentally tough to handle the 16 games, mentally tough to handle the ups and downs of the season. We need to collect a team of mentally tough players that are physical, that can handle the tough situations and overcome them. And I think that's the one common denominator that all great teams have is the mental toughness, because it is going to get tough. And we got to have the resiliency to be able to back it and come out as a champion.
Now, doing what you did as a media analyst and then being inside and doing the work that you're going to do now, they're very different worlds, but you did spend quite a bit of time immersed in football because that's what you did for NFL Network and NFL.com. You were an analyst there. You and I were co-workers there. You have to be in tune with what's going on.
Yeah, I try to, and I think it's really important. You know, I never wanted to leave pro football, so I always try to stay in it, and I thought that the only way to do that is to watch pro football, not from the television, but from the games at NFL Films, and thankfully to Howard Katz and the great Steve Sable, they allowed me an office at the Films, and I was able to watch all the tape, and I tried to stay as current as I possibly could on all the teams to understand the league, because the league changes every 3 years, and if you're not coherent to the change, it becomes very difficult.
A lot of big news. You're hiring today. North Turner's hiring as offensive coordinator, and now Ray Horton brought aboard as defensive coordinator. Just talk about those two additions, and obviously Rob Chudzinski and overseeing
I think Rob's done a great job. I mean, you know, it's about a collective team. It's about great coordinators. It's about everybody working in harmony. And I think with North Turner, somebody he's very comfortable with, somebody who's experienced that knows the system, that certainly helps. And then getting a guy like Ray Horton, a coach who's proven that he's been very successful, been in Pittsburgh, was successful in Arizona. I think those are two critical hires for Rob as he starts off as a head coach. And I think he's got the team headed in the right direction. Now we all just have to do our job and fulfill everything that we're supposed to do on a daily basis. It starts one day at a time.
The personnel evaluation calendar is in full swing. The Senior Bowl coming up this week. If you could talk a little bit about the preparation for that. I know you've just really just gotten in the building, but how are you handling that, and what will be the guidance of the staff going to Mobile?
You know, the college scouts are going to get on the college players. I'm going to get on everything as soon as I possibly can. I think it's one day at a time. I think you can't get – it's like putting a crossword puzzle together. You got to take one little piece and go and do it right. And John Wooden has a great saying, if we don't have time to do our job right now, when are we going to find time to do it right later? And I think that's the approach you have to take. Do your job well every single day, and you'll keep building on to the draft in April, and you'll be prepared for it. And every day is, you know, the draft is one day, but every day is personnel day. You got to try to work at personnel every single day.
All right. Michael, thank you so much.
Thank you, Vic.
Back to you, Jameer.
Thanks, Vic. This wraps up this edition of the Cleveland Browns Report. Don't forget to check back to ClevelandBrowns.com all next week for complete coverage of the 2013 Senior Bowl in Mobile, Alabama. We'll be delivering video reports, news articles, blogs, live web chats, and on-location broadcasts of Cleveland Browns Daily, all driven by Liberty Ford. For Vic Carucci, I'm Jameer Howerton. Thanks for watching.
Browns fans, lock in your seats for the 2013 season today. Place deposits for new 2013 season tickets and receive great benefits, including your choice of the best available seats. Go to ClevelandBrowns.com or call 440-824-3434.